Cancer is now the second leading cause of death after heart disease in Indigenous Australians. But there are still many gaps in our understanding of the prevalence and effects of cancer in this population group. A new study has found Indigenous people in Queensland are less likely to be diagnosed with cancer than the general population. Despite this, they're more likely to die from cancer. Researchers at the Queensland Institute of Medical Research have just completed the first comprehensive study of cancer occurrence and deaths in Indigenous Queenslanders. Dr. Suzanne Moore from the Cancer and Population Studies Group spoke with our reporter, Cathy Van Extel.
This is the first study that we have done looking at cancer incidence and mortality for just Queensland Indigenous population. Other studies have been done around the country, but none have been done just specifically for Queensland and for the whole state. We looked at all Indigenous people diagnosed over a 10-year period from 1997 to 2006 and compared them to the rest of the population of Queensland.
And what were the key findings of the study?
Well, we found that Indigenous people were actually less likely to get cancer, about 21% less likely, but they were 36% more likely to die from it.
So when you say they're less likely to get cancer, are there particular types of cancer that they're less likely to get?
Yes, Indigenous people are far less likely to get skin cancers, in particular melanoma, less likely to get colorectal cancer, and Indigenous men are less likely to have prostate cancer, and Indigenous women less likely to have breast cancer.
Amongst the Indigenous population, what are the concerning cancers?
Indigenous people are significantly more likely to have lung cancer, which is of concern, esophageal cancer and liver and biliary cancer, and these are cancers that are highly fatal. So that's why they're a concern. And Indigenous women are significantly more likely to have cervical cancer, which is the 13th most commonly occurring cancer in the whole population, but the third in Indigenous women. So there's a big difference in cervical cancer incidence between Indigenous and non-Indigenous women.
Do we understand why?
No, the literature suggests that Indigenous women are less likely to take up screening, which would obviously identify lesions before they become cancer.
In going through that list then, it appears it's lifestyle factors that are the main reason for the prevalence of cancers amongst Indigenous people.
For some of the cancers, that is perhaps the case. This study didn't look at that in particular. We only looked at the raw numbers to see how many people were getting cancer overall and for the individual cancers and how many people were dying from them.
In looking at the overall number, where you've found that Indigenous people are less likely to be diagnosed with cancer than the total Queensland population, is that a surprise?
No, this is very similar to what's been reported in other jurisdictions around the country, such as the Northern Territory, South Australia, Western Australia, and in discrete rural Indigenous populations that have been looked at before.
Does it take into account the issue of a shorter life expectancy?
What we know is that Indigenous people have a lower life expectancy than the rest of the population. Cancer is now the second leading cause of death for Indigenous people, so it's very important that we understand who's getting cancer and how many people are dying from it, so that we can perhaps identify areas where we can improve outcomes.
When you looked at the issue of morbidity in the cancer cases amongst Indigenous people, you found that they were 36% more likely to die than the total Queensland population.
That's right, yes.
What are some of the factors that you've put that down to?
Some of the things that the literature suggests are that Indigenous people are more likely to have more fatal cancers, such as lung and esophageal, that Indigenous people may not access the high-quality healthcare that other people in the state can access, that they are in general more likely to have comorbidities, by that I mean diabetes and heart disease, that might stop them from commencing treatment or maybe not continuing the full course of treatment, and that they may be diagnosed at a later stage of their cancer progression. As I said, we didn't look at that for this paper. That's what has been published elsewhere.
So what's the significance of this paper then, in terms of the approach to dealing with cancer in Indigenous communities?
Well, first of all, we needed to find out what the burden of cancer was for Indigenous people in Queensland, and that hadn't been done before. And from there, we can try and look at what is causing this burden, why Indigenous people are more likely to die from cancer. So it's very important that we have that baseline information.
What happens next?
So next, well, we're now looking at the differences in cancer treatment and survival. So we're looking to see if Indigenous people are getting the same treatment. We're also looking to see how many comorbidities and the type of comorbidities that Indigenous people might be suffering from, and seeing whether that has any impact on cancer survival.
That's Dr. Suzanne Moore from the Queensland Institute of Medical Research, speaking with Cathy Van Extel in Brisbane. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 6:25.